The Sudanese government declared a state of emergency in the states mostly affected by the floods: River Nile, Jazeera, White Nile, Kassala, Sinnar, and South Darfur. Sudanese military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan visited the affected areas of Al-Managil locality in Al Jazeera state, where about 9 villages are surrounded by flood water and as many as 30,000 people have been affected by the floods. Speaking to the media yesterday during his visit to White Nile and Al Jazeera states, al-Burhan expressed his solidarity with the families affected by the floods and called for the national and international support for them. Al-Burhan says he regrets that over the past 3 years, many services for the public have deteriorated.
We have seen the canals that lead to Al Jazeera scheme and the White Nile sugarcane scheme. They have completely been neglected in the past years. There was no regular drainage exercise, therefore all the channels were blocked. The main roads have no bridge, and all the other infrastructure have been affected in the past years.
The Sudanese National Council for Civil Defense says up to 80 have died in the floods and more than 30 injured, while 17,000 homes have been destroyed, with nearly 24,000 more badly damaged. A large number of shops and facilities also were destroyed. The Sudanese Meteorological Authority warned that sudden floods could hit most of the Sudanese states, calling for caution, especially in low-lying areas. Speaking to Al Hadas TV channel last night, the spokesperson for Sudanese Civil Defense Council, Colonel Abdul Jalil Abdulrahim, described the floods as a disaster, appealing for urgent support for the victims most affected. He called on families to move to higher land and to minimize risk.
Some latrines have been damaged completely and have been polluted with the floods. People need to avoid constructing in these areas. They should move to highlands, in schools and other allocated gathering sites for hosting the affected families so that they are able to get proper services.
The Sudanese Minister for Social Development, Ahmed Adam Bakhit, says if the heavy rains continues over the coming weeks, the situation will worsen nationwide.
Reports of the meteorological authority in the country indicate that the rain will continue for the next 2 months. These 2 months contain a lot of incidents. Therefore, there is a possibility of declaring the whole country as a natural disaster and flood area.
The rainy season usually runs from June through September. Last year, more than 80 people were killed and thousands of houses and property, including livestock and agricultural lands, were destroyed in floods. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, says nearly 150,000 people across 14 states have been affected by heavy rains and flooding since the start of the rainy season. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Sudan, Eddie Rowe, said on a World Humanitarian Day last week that humanitarian needs are at all-time high in Sudan. The statement said about 14.3 million people need assistance in 2022. The Central Committee of Sudan Doctors warned that lack of proper sanitation and power outages could worsen the health situation in the flooded areas. The committee called on the affected state governments to recognize that there is a health and environmental disaster declared a state of emergency and direct all state budgets to address the health and humanitarian situation. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.